listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hey everybody, I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Level 5 Radio, your favorite Pokemon Go podcast.
And the only one you should be listening to.
Yes. Do away with all the others.
Yes. Nice and slim. How are you doing today, Joey?
A little under the weather.
You look it.
By a little, I mean I've basically been on my back for 5 days straight.
Been dead for a week, essentially.
Yes. I've not been up to much in the game because I came down with the flu.
Bad timing.
It's getting around. I don't recommend it, if you could avoid it.
And here I am in the same room. You know, it's fine. We just ate together. It's good.
It's all good. It's like day five, so...
Gotta breathe.
Yeah.
Imbibe deeply of the same air.
So, hopefully I'm past the worst at this point, but hopefully. We'll see.
You did pick a bad time, though.
I did, yeah. There's a lot going on in the game since we last spoke.
Yes, the day after, in fact.
But in-game, I guess really the biggest news for the both of us is that we finally got our EX raid passes, and so far it hasn't been canceled, so hopefully that'll stay that way.
Like no natural disaster, or buildings fall or anything like that, and the Sprint store is still standing.
Right.
God, please.
it's scheduled for this coming Wednesday, January 31st, at the Sprint store. Near the Flatiron building.
Five to 5:45.
Yep. So I already know that there's a couple people in the New York City Pokemon Go group on Facebook that said that they're invited to the same one. So I told them to look out for us. If you happen to be there, come say hello.
Yeah, we'll give you a business card.
Other than that, really all I've been up to in the game is just walking my Whalmer.
Yeah, I caught notice of that today. You can only see, like, part of his teeth and a little bit of his lip.
Yeah, I can't remember if this was the case pre-scaling updates. basically in your little buddy icon that appears next to your trainer avatar on the bottom left of the screen, all you could see is, like, Whalmer's chin because it's so large. But yeah, so I've been walking that, and what I realized, which is pretty neat, is Whalmer, his buddy distance is just 1 kilometer. So
I mean, it needs to be.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Could you imagine? You need 400K. Yeah, just walk him like 5 kilometers each. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've already hatched a couple of eggs, Whalmer eggs, so that's helped a little bit.
I don't think I think I'm still under 200, actually, even with hatching.
Oh, yeah, it looks like I'm still... slightly above 100, even.
400 is such a big... For nothing.
Exactly. Well, it's something. It's just not a big something.
Oh, it's a big something. It's not a big good something. Oh, my goodness. Like, I feel like Whalmer could have gotten away with being a 200. 400, just... let it go, man. Just because he's big.
Yeah, well... I don't know why they did that, but I guess there has to be something that makes this generation sort of last a little while.
I mean, you already have to walk 20 kilometers with a Feebas.
Yeah, right.
So, and if you don't choose the good Feebas, you just wasted 20 kilometers.
I think they wanted to just make that sort of reference to whales inside of, popular...
I guess.
Pay-to-play games. Yeah. Maybe.
Man...
So
bad.
Well, that's what they should have done. Is they should have made evolution item that you can only buy in the shop.
Okay,
and it costs like $100.
What does it do?
And the only thing it does is it evolves Whalmer to Whalord.
Oh, instantly.
Right.
Oh, good. Right. So it's just 400 candies.
Right.
So, even worse. No, it would just be you get up to 400 candies. It just takes candies you have and just puts it to 400.
Okay.
So you got to rip them off even harder, and then you can evolve it. So you can't even power it up after.
So then it would be appropriately named Whalmer.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like the whales of this game.
So you've just been walking Whalmer?
Yeah, I mean, other than that, really, I mean, I've been homesick for the most of the week, so I've been just trying to at least spend one Pokestop and catch one Pokemon a day so I could keep up my streaks.
Oh, you poor thing, you're right on top of a stop.
Well, yeah, this thing. I'm not near spawn point, though, so I have to leave to get something.
Just put a lure on.
Well, I did put one lure one day because I didn't feel like going out, but the rest of the time I've been actually going out to get the...
I mean, it can't be that far. Like, what? You got the gym right there.
It's not far, but I do need to leave the house.
It's good to leave the house when you're sick. Get a little fresh air.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I had to go get groceries, too.
I guess. Needing groceries. Come on, man. Just let it happen.
I mean, some notable catches. I caught a grovile and a vile plume today.
Yeah, vile plume.
On my like, 10-minute walk. Not very far.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And the one lure that I did put up,
mm-hmm.
The first spawn out of it was a Porygon. So that was kind of cool.
It's always good.
Yeah, it was surprising to see that there.
I wonder if we'll see more of those from Valentine's Day again.
Yeah, I guess that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will they do another pink Pokemon event?
There's a lot more pink Pokemon now.
Yeah, there's... I mean...
Wishmer.
Exactly. If you open up the game right now, it's all Wishmer anyway, so... maybe the pink event has already started and we just don't know about it.
How terrifying. Well, that's still pretty good catches.
Yeah, no, not terrible, I guess, all things considered. What have you been up to?
A lot more than you, I like to say, because yeah. I've been able to not be sick, thank God. Walking my 8 10Ks, because I miscounted my incubators. It's supposed to be 9.
Oh.
So now I have 8 on the... 8 incubating and 1 sitting there, all 10Ks. I'm just kind of a little miffed about that.
Well, yeah, that's my biggest disappointment. Is like right when I got sick, it was when this event started where, mm-hmm. you know, you're supposed to be hatching Gen 3 Pokemon from eggs.
Yes.
Exclusively right now. So, yeah, exactly. So I have like a bunch of eggs on my incubators, but they're not going anywhere.
Just no distance, yeah. So that... I got really lucky because the weather's been mostly like just partly cloudy.
Yeah.
So rock Pokemon been everywhere. So Aerons have been even more abundant.
Oh, nice.
So I have 3 perfect ones and a perfect Aggron.
Nice. So the Aggron, did you catch from a raid or did you
evolve it? Aeron.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you really caught that many?
Yeah.
And did you go to Central Park when it was
no,
a nest?
No, they're everywhere. They're
really everywhere. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Aeron and Wismer are, thank God, common. Like, yeah, very common. Yeah. So.
Ugh, I'm jealous.
You'll get them, don't worry.
All right.
Especially Torchic have been, there's been, like, perfects all throughout Central Park. And it's a nest right now, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't care about Torchic, because I already have a Blaziken.
Now you can have another Blaziken, a better Blaziken.
Whatever.
A better, stronger Blaziken. other than that, it's been walking, catching. It's been kind of slow for me. I've been doing a lot of legendary raids.
Oh, yeah.
And not catching anything. I think I've only got 3 out of like 12 Kyogres.
Wow, really?
My luck's been terrible.
Even post update.
Even post update. Oh. He just doesn't want to get caught. I don't know why he goes side to side.
It's a little tricky, but you know.
I don't know why he needs to go side to side. I hate that.
I think I have a pretty good success rate with Kyogre raids. I think I don't know. Maybe my best guess would be I've done about 7 of them, and I caught about 5, maybe something along those lines.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Like. I even caught my first 2 before the update, so I was lucky. I got really lucky because I was not hitting good throws.
I caught mine all pre-update, which is weird.
Yeah.
I guess it was easier just to reset them instead of... I don't know. I don't like Kyogre. Yeah. I don't like his movement styles. It kind of pisses me off a lot.
Yeah. Anything that moves left and right is kind of annoying.
I don't know why. Like, some things, they shouldn't be moving left and right. They should be, like, zipping or something.
You can't really adjust your throw to go left and right because you can't just go off the screen. The screen is only so wide. But when they go up and down, you can adjust for that pretty easily.
Like, Ho-Oh is good for that.
Yeah.
But Kyogre, it's like... and then I get that nice little lag spike, so you throw the curve, but it doesn't register, so it just goes flying straight, spinning, and just... I love wasting balls on this damn Pokemon.
Well, you're not exactly wasting any items you can use anywhere else, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'm in it for the experience. I have some... I don't really use legendary Pokemon for raids.
Yeah.
Or anything, really. I don't know. Because powering them up is such a pain.
Yeah, this is true.
So in the long run,
speaking of powering up, the other thing I've been up to is
what you got?
Getting my team ready for Mewtwo.
Oh yeah, you showed me. You had one good to go, but you know, if it has Focus Blast, you're kind of screwed.
Right, exactly. I have a party, assuming basically with all Dark type attackers and some other miscellaneous stuff. Like, I have, like, a powered up Gengar that has two ghost moves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully it won't have Focus Blast, because otherwise a few of these are going to have to change up.
Well, I mean, like I was telling you, you can have a second team on standby, and then when it suggests what you need, you'd be like, oh, it's got this or this.
Yeah, yeah.
I still need to get mine together.
I'm not too worried about it. There'll be plenty of people there, too. So even if I don't have a very strong team, I think we'll manage.
Yeah. You see, we're going to see a ton of Groudons and Kyogres and other crap there. Lugias, probably.
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
Dude, Lugia, I'm still impressed at how fat it is.
Fat it is?
Fat. Because, like, okay,
it's not used to seeing it in three dimensions or something?
Yeah, that's what it is. No, it's bulk. Like, it's just such a good Pokemon for raiding with. That's the only legendary one I'll use, because I'll go into Kyogre with Thunder. It can take almost three Thunders.
Okay.
If I don't dodge. If I dodge, I can easily take three. It's ridiculous how good it is.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't actually powered one of those up. Maybe I should consider doing that.
I think mine's in around 3,000-ish. It gets big. It's really nice.
Yeah. All right, why don't we move along to the news?
Hey, yeah, what we got today?
All right, well, the biggest thing is the new wave of Gen 3, the desert wave.
Oh, boy. just the heat wave we needed.
Yes, right, exactly. Most notably, there's a new shiny, Aron.
Yes. Which, again, I'm seeing a lot of people catch, especially in the Discord.
Yeah.
So, since it's such a common spawn, I guess it's really easy to find. And if you find a nest of them, God bless.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I'm a little bit annoyed, though, because they launched this wave right before a scheduled nest migration.
Yeah.
So then the nests changed. And Central Park was an Aron nest for like a day or two. And then the nest migrated again.
And now it's a Torchic. And now it's a
Torchic nest. So, of course, that was like right around the time I was sick and stuff. So
that's you think. Ah, I forgot to mention that, actually.
What's that?
My shiny Sableye.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing.
That's right. Yeah, I got it on Wednesday.
Cool. Congrats.
Yeah.
Your second ever shiny.
My second non-Pikachu shiny. Let's go with that.
Your second non-Pikachu shiny? Yeah, what other shiny did you get?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I have five Pikachus that are shiny.
Oh, well, second shiny. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Because there was some good foggy weather. I was just going around clicking Sableye. Nope. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, nice.
Ain't even bad. It's like 84%.
Okay, cool. I wonder how rare that is.
I assume decently. I'm happy. I still want my ketchup Duskull.
Yeah.
I think so nice. Ugly. All right, but yeah, they changed that up on us, which kind of sucks. Aron nest was nice for a day.
Yeah, but anyways, so the nests migrated again, but there's with this wave, there's also a bunch of new region exclusives, and that includes Solrock, Lunatone, and Torkoal. So Solrock and Lunatone, it sounds like they're following sort of the same formula as Seviper and Zangoose. So they're going to be migrating, I guess, back and forth, it sounds like. But
maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. It's yet to be determined. Yeah. But it sounds like, at the very least, you know, Lunatone spawning at night, Solrock is spawning during the day.
Solrock is, like he's saying, it's in the Seviper areas, so it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Lunatone is 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the Zangoose area. And Torkoal is nowhere near those, oddly enough. So it's in India, Malaysia, Thailand, and a couple of other little Southeast Asian places.
Okay.
But not Singapore, apparently.
Interesting. Sorry, Brandon Tan.
Yeah, sorry, Brandon. Sucks to suck, man.
I'm sure you won't have to go far to get one.
Though, no, because they're on the same peninsula anyway.
Yeah. Anything, aside from Aron's evolution, Aggron, is it?
Aggron, yeah.
Anything else meta-relevant in this wave?
Flygon-ish.
You know, I don't know how relevant, how powerful.
Flygon's pretty good. I think it's, if I remember, its base stat total is like 580, which is pretty up there.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be strong. The interesting thing to note, a little side thing I was telling you earlier is, when you evolve your Trapinch to Vibrava, the second form, it loses CP. because Vibrava has a lower stat total than Trapinch.
So is Flygon is immediately available?
It should be, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Trapinches are kind of hard to find.
I always forget with that evolution line, like what comes second, what comes third.
Antlion, weird dragonfly.
Yeah.
Dragon with goggles.
Yeah.
It's fun. I like him, but
yeah, I always forget that was all in the same generation as well. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
yeah, so he'll be good because Ground Dragon's really strong. He's a pretty strong Pokemon in general.
Yeah,
and we don't have Salamence yet, so
right. Yeah,
once that comes out,
I think we have to do that next episode. Which Gen 3 Pokemon have not been released yet?
Yes, not a lot. We're up to what, 93-ish, I believe. So a little less than 40 to go.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Alrighty. So
that's really the only ones I could think of. Like, honestly, Flygon's big, Aggron's big, Exploud's kind of whatever. Everything else is, it's the ones that have three parts to them that are going to be the stronger ones.
Mm.
And even then.
So along with this update, there was also a little sort of egg event thing happening where they released super incubators in the store again.
Oh boy.
And apparently each egg that you pick up from now till February 1st ish, I think.
Something like that.
They're all supposed to have Gen 3 Pokemon hatch from them. So that's kind of cool.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Anyway, so that could be interesting. But of course, I've been sick and not being able to put any distance on my incubators.
I've only got one from this event and I'm really curious because it's a 10K. I'm really curious what's going to pop out now.
Yeah.
Kind of excited.
Cool. Let's see. Anything else of note with this update? I don't think so.
No, not really. Just more Pokemon.
Yeah. Get out there and
start walking, man.
Yeah.
Don't fall for the super incubator meme, though. Come on, man. I don't know. 200 for a third off is really, like, what do you get 6.3 off of that? Yeah, you only have to walk, like, 6.3 on a 10K, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't worth it. I just picked up three regular incubators. I don't really care about that extra 33%.
For the cost of two, you can, of two super incubators, you can get two regular incubators and still have 100 left over.
Right.
It's really, I don't know.
So it's not worth it.
If it halved it, that'd be cool. But a third is not. No.
Right, exactly.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Let's see. More news. The second community day was announced, and it's supposed to feature Dratini.
So this is going to be something big.
And that'll be February 24th from 2 to 5 p.m.
For us, on the East Coast.
Yeah. So.
Shiny Dratini?
That's what I'm wondering. That everyone's kind of assuming that this is going to be shiny Dratini, but
you got to think about it.
It's not just like,
oh man, it hasn't increased rates because there are more Dratini. You have a better chance of finding one. That's how you're going to kind of look at it. What I'm curious about is, will he have a special move?
Well, I think so, because like,
but what will it be? Because Dratini, like Pikachu, it's Pikachu. Everyone knows Surf Pikachu. What do you give Dratini, especially since they don't carry on through the evolutions?
The first part is, like, there is no shiny Dratini in the game yet.
No.
There was a shiny Pikachu already, so
that's fair.
It's not a given, I don't think. You know, they might do that, and I hope they do, and yes. I hope they increase the rates, because that would be really cool.
I think that would be a really good way to release shinies.
I wouldn't count on that.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's not a given necessarily based on what they've said. Because they never announced shiny Pikachu spawning at a higher rate at this event.
That's fair.
They certainly were.
Yes.
So, anyways, we'll see. But with the move, on the website, when they announced it,
it's just question marks.
There's just question marks. So I think that means there'll be a special move.
Hmm.
But what's the point?
Yeah, because like,
if you give Dratini a special move and then you evolve it up to
Dragonite,
what is it's it? Like,
you don't have it anymore.
Exactly. Is it gonna,
like, we test
stay, it's cool,
but. Yeah, like we tested with Raichu, it didn't keep Surf,
right? However, one interesting thing I took away from the last community day is that if you evolved Pokemon, so Raichu couldn't learn Surf, right?
But right,
if you took one of your old Pikachu, like let's say with a
yes
Christmas hat or something like that, and used the
fast,
the fast TMs,
yeah,
you could learn Surf on these, you know, other so surf versions present. Of Pikachu. Yeah. So that might be interesting. It's like, let's say you have maybe that 3-hour window where you can maybe teach your Dragonite a move that it can't.
A legacy move, eh?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be kind of cool. So anyways, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that's it's definitely something to look out for.
Yeah, definitely.
February 24th.
Again, though, I feel like if Niantic passes up this chance to start releasing shinies like this, I think it'd be a little foolish on their part.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no better time. Or way, but, you know. Other than just flipping the damn Switch, but, you know.
Yeah, well. I don't know. I guess there's some work they have to do in terms of, like, redoing the models and stuff like that. You remember how when they, before they released Shiny Magikarp and Gyarados, Gyarados's look just completely changed.
That's right. It got a little darker.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I feel like they redid something with his model.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well. You know what? That's something I never noticed. I need to look into that. If, because I only have one Gyarados. Because male and female Gyarados have differences on them. Did they?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. Their whiskers are different colors. Yeah. Did they bring that over? I would assume, but I don't have enough Gyarados to look at.
Oh, we could check mine. I have a few, I think.
Oh, that's fair.
Speaking of Community Day,
yes.
Last week we had a poll for our listeners, and we asked, "What did you think of Community Day?" So we got one answer.
Yeah.
Starting it off humble.
Well, you know.
Very excited actually to get a response to this.
We like our feedback.
Yeah. So we got one email from Jan from the New York City Pokemon group, Pokemon Go group.
Yes.
And. Basically, I mean, it's a long email, so I'm not going to read the whole thing to everyone, but really she goes through her experience with the community and, like, interacting with the group and having this event.
Yeah.
Like, the group itself put on a really neat event with, you know, giving out pins and having raffles and prizes and things like that. So, anyway, she goes into a lot of this, and really the general reaction is very positive, so... the bottom line, she says, is Pokemon Go Community Day exceeded my expectations of what I already believed this incredible Pokemon Go community was capable of. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Only in New York, though. I'm sure I'm not going to knock everywhere else. I'm sure back in New Orleans, it wasn't exactly as bustling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, on a larger city.
I guess. It's just I wish more communities like kind of banded together.
Yeah.
That being said, I wish New York kind of banded together a little more instead of all of us just kind of staring at our phones, a little shamed.
like Singapore?
Oh, I keep thinking of that. I'm just so jealous that they all work together and they joke and they talk. And whereas we're just like, I guess that guy's playing.
Yeah, so there's another guy playing. I know what he's playing.
Yeah, I see that swipe.
We have that in common.
Yeah, I guess. Band together, people. We don't need to be ashamed of each other.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Exactly right.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for sending that in, Jan. It was a...
Yes, thank you.
We did enjoy it.
So we'll do another poll eventually, but none this week. But if you'd like to send us any kind of questions or feedback, mail@level5radio.com is our email address.
Yeah.
With that, we had a nest migration take place last Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, one that you abhorred.
What's that?
One that you abhorred.
Yeah, exactly, because it took away my Aeron nest. But
you couldn't have used it anyway. You were dead.
But I could have used it if it stayed for like 2 weeks.
Look, that would have been nice. Just go up to Queens.
Okay. Speaking of Aeron, actually, there's two nests post-migration, both in Queens. One of them is Cunningham North, and the other is Cross Bay Parks. And then there's quite a bunch of Baltoy nests.
That's interesting.
Three of them are in Manhattan. Marcus Garvey Park, The Dean, and Conservatory Garden.
I know where that is. I don't know where the other two are.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not familiar.
Hmm.
Apparently, Ellis Island is also a bull toy nest.
Okay, wait. Is Ellis Island Jersey or is it New York?
I guess it's technically New Jersey.
Really? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, so wait. All of Ellis Island's a bull toy nest.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. That's hey, if you want to go learn some history and catch some decent Pokemon.
And also, okay. There's a park on Roosevelt Island that is a bull toy nest.
Ooh.
FDR Four Freedoms.
Oh, okay.
So
that's at the end.
There's lots of options for bull toy.
That's that nice little area at the very end. It's really
okay.
Good area to play.
Cool. All right. I don't know if I've played there before.
It's a good walk. It takes you at least like an hour from tip to tip.
Oh, really?
Take your time. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really know it was that long.
Actually. Yeah, man. It's nice, and it's all free.
There's a couple of Barboach nests, in case you care. one in Staten Island, Historic Richmond Park, and Mill Pond Park in the Bronx.
Polar opposites on the spectrum here. Yeah, like, oh, true. Goodness.
There's two Carvana nests. One's in Manhattan, North Cove Park, and the other's in Queens at Judge Moses. One Corfish nest that we know of at Broad Channel, Queens.
Oof.
One Nosepass nest that we know of in Canarsie Park in Brooklyn.
That's
pretty far out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nosepass, especially when next generation comes around, might actually be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Probopass is going to be really big.
Okay. Well, we'll have to save up some candy.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they'll... you know what I wish they would do with these nest migrations? I wish they would concentrate more on the Gen 3 Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It feels like there's so many of previous generations. Like, I don't care about Tentacool nests. Can we just, like, make that more rare and make these a little bit more common?
I mean...
It's going to get to the point where we have five generations or something like that.
Ooh.
And one-fifth of the nests are going to be Gen 5.
Like, yeah.
That's just going to not work.
It's going to be real bad.
Fix that now. Thanks. <Okay. laughs> All right. So there's three Whalmer nests, Manhattan, Clinton Cove, Staten Island, Fort Wadsworth, and Queens Gantry Park. So a few notable locations, Washington Square, like we said, Spoink Nest, Bryant Park, unfortunately, is a Staryu nest.
Oh, but.
Womp womp.
Central Park
is a Torchic nest. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then Prospect Park apparently is a Weedle nest.
That I pray to God that's not what it is. I mean, KC will be excited because he loves his damn Weedles, but.
Does he?
Dude, because they're free evolution.
Oh, I see.
You know how he is with that, but God, Weedle, of all the Pokemon you could stick in that place.
Yeah, really?
Ugh.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Make it something better.
Yes.
Nobody cares about Weedle. I mean, okay, let me tell you. It's good because it's a cheap evolution. It's good to gain experience off of if you have like a billion of them. But let's be real. I could just do that with Pidgeys. Nobody cares about Weedle.
Right.
Beedrill sucks.
I feel like Weedle is just rare enough that it's like you're not going to...
I don't care about it.
You're not going to be able to evolve so many of those.
Like, I caught a Beedrill when this game first came out. I was like, okay, that's right, fine. I'm good.
I'm good now. No need to catch any more of these.
Real talk.
Yeah, and I feel like with the second and third generations released, the spawn rates of Weedles and Caterpie have gone down dramatically.
But Pidgey and Rattata have stayed the same.
Yep.
Thank God.
Thank God, really.
You know, it's weird, though. I said it last episode. We still don't have Talo and Swellow.
Yeah, I think we need to start a little uproar about that. Maybe we should, like, make a hashtag or something.
Hashtag where are the birds? Where are the birds, though? Like, it's a little confounding that they've released everything, but not...
They're waiting for the air update.
You know, you say that, but I think there might be enough flying Pokemon for them to do that.
Which other flying Pokemon are I missing?
Salamence.
Well, okay.
Rayquaza.
Okay.
More garbage, probably. Gen 3 has a lot of garbage Pokemon, that's the problem.
Right.
So...
Anyways, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird that they haven't released, like, the starter
hashtag birds. Where's Swellow?
Oof. Maybe Swellow will be good. He has a big attack stat. Base 130.
I don't know about that.
Swallow's gonna be sleeper good, I'm telling you.
You're gonna make me choke on my respect. All right. Last thing we have for you is the Ness. Sorry, no, not we already did that.
Weather report.
The weather report.
All right. Weather for the week. It's going to be all right.
All right. So we're going to have some partly cloudy and cloudy weather for the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday for our raid, we're going to have mostly sunny.
See, I'm a little upset. I really hope that it's. That wind needs to pick up.
Yeah.
If it gets windy, we'll get that boosted Mewtwo.
That would be nice, but it's not looking good for the wind that day.
We need to research that, because when I was reading that, like, it's above a certain mile per hour.
Yeah, I wonder what the threshold is, yeah.
I don't. It has to be below 10.
Cross your fingers, but gosh. I don't know. It's looking unlikely at this point.
No.
Cloudy on Thursday, and then Friday we have AM snow showers, so... get out there for your snow run hunting.
Hey, man, but if it turns to rain, Whalmers.
Okay.
And Lotad.
Oh, yeah, I need some Lotad.
Yeah, me too. Ooh, I'm hurting.
I am not quite up there for enough candy for evolution.
It's been so hard. Like, I know it's not been raining, but it kind of sucks. Even when it's sunny, they don't come out.
Yeah, this is true. Even I don't see the them grass. At all when they're sunny.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Next weekend, it looks like it's going to drop down in temperature to about 28 degrees on Saturday, so it's not going to be great for playing outdoors, but it's going to be mostly sunny on that day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, cloudy.
With a high of 39.
With a high of 39. So temperature is going to fluctuate right around that level for the rest of through next week.
And then Monday it's going to rain again, and possibly snow.
Right, yeah, possibly rain and possibly snow, so we have another day like that. And then actually the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday of the week after.
More snow? Oh my god.
More possible snow showers on Wednesday and Thursday, February 7th and 8th. So
it's going to be that gross slush too, you know it.
Looks like we won't have many warm days, but...
Especially not going into February, it's going to, you know, it's going to hit even harder. We're going to have that one freak blizzard at the end, and it's going to be, on Community Day.
Yeah, that's probably pretty likely at this point. Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
No. God, I hope
not. All the photos on the Pokemon Go Live website are going to be just of, like, frostbitten, like, frozen trainers walking around.
We hate this!
Like, frozen eyebrows.
Oh, God. But yeah, it'll be nice, I guess, for the next week, hopefully.
Yeah, nice enough, I guess. You know, it's pretty steady for the next few days, at least.
At least we can go outside. It's not 19.
Right. But yeah, nothing too exceptional. Like, no fog, no wind necessarily so far, it looks like. But we'll see.
I don't know. Fog is kind of sporadic because Wednesday, when it was raining, it still had fog in some areas, too, which was interesting.
Okay.
So, hopefully you two can catch your shiny ghost.
Yeah. I've done a couple, actually. Yesterday, while I did my, like, 5-minute walk outside to get groceries, I did a raid for a Sableye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Not shiny, though.
Of course not.
I didn't even check the IVs yet, now that I think of it.
Why are you raiding Sableye? I guess because you would waste
it. I would waste a raid ticket if I didn't.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Get better. We need to do more legendary raids.
Yeah, I'll be back in the city tomorrow for work.
Nothing but legendary, baby. Should we keep hitting up the same Sprint store to get the next pass,
That's
you think?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess...
It doesn't hurt, but I mean...
It's the only sponsored gym that I'm near, so...
That's true.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good spot, too, but I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we got in the next one, too.
Yeah. Just
consecutive.
That'd be cool. I mean, you never know.
Nobody knows.
Actually, they kind of have the system figured out now.
Do they have a figure, or they have an idea of how
they
it
have
works?
Like, they know how to force EX rates.
Okay,
now. So that's pretty much figuring it out.
That's fair. That's fair.
I haven't looked too closely into it yet, but apparently you could force them now. Anyway, so yeah. It's probably still worth doing it regardless, because you never know when they might change it from Mewtwo to something else. You know?
Right.
Apparently, most of the raid passes that go out are first-time EX raiders, mm-hmm. but you know.
I don't know. There's some, well, no, I've seen some that are like, oh, this is my fourth or
oh, yeah, 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 no. Some obviously. People get a bunch, though, so I think it would be worth it.
I guess when you do nothing but raid at the same gym all day.
Yeah. So, yeah, check in with us next week for our EX raid experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're going to be there on Wednesday, drop us a line before then.
And I, Casey, I told him if he's around next Sunday, he could record with us.
Oh. Oh, boy.
That'd be fun.
It's going to be loud in here.
What are you saying about KC?
I'm saying when all three of us are together, we get loud.
Exactly. It's going to be rowdy. By the way, we've mentioned KC a number of times now. He's somebody who I recorded another podcast with called mm-hmm. WTPT. It was a Pokemon podcast. We currently do our own podcasts and, well, you know my podcast, but his is called The Switchcast, and it's one of the premier Nintendo Switch
as he has podcasts. Listed, the number one Switch podcast.
Oh, it is the number one, okay.
I mean, he jumped on at the right time.
That is very true. Yeah, they jumped on that bandwagon before the Switch was even released.
Uh-huh. Like, as soon as they announced it, episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's funny. That's how I found, that's how I wound up into this. I was listening to TPT, and then I came to New York, and we met up, and I got
right, on. Right, that's true. That's
got on one episode with this exact same mic, in fact.
Right, that's how me and Adele met, because he used to listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's who Casey is, and that's why we keep mentioning him, because he's basically the third person in our little Pokemon Go group. And we do raids together and stuff in the Flatiron area.
He's a necessary piece of the puzzle.
Yes. So, yeah, it'd be nice if we get him on an episode here at some point.
He's just got to drive out here, Mr. Bay Ridge.
Yeah, right. All right, so I think that's pretty much all we have for today.
Yeah.
But hit us up. Bad. Again, our email address is mail@level5radio.com.
Yes.
And our website...
Like, we're all over the place. Just look up Level 5 Radio. We'll, like, probably pop up with the Twitter, site,
Google Level 5
Radio. Email.
That's the best place to go for all this stuff, because it kind of is the one place where you can get everything. Our website, level5radio.com.
Yes.
All right. Until next time. See you.
Bye-bye.